silence fills the house. The guests seem to have left. I open the jalousies beside my bed and look out past the patio to the yard beyond. The party lanterns have been blown out and the garden is shrouded in darkness. But far off, at the back of the property, a light is shining in Tio Tony's casita, a glittering sparkle among the dark foliage. In my dazed and sleepy state, I feel a surge of joy, as if Secret Santa has arrived and I'm a little kid again.
Do you know what that word jalousies means? As in, I open the jalousies beside my bed? Well, if Anita opened them to look out at the property, they must be some kind of shutters or other window coverings. At the back of the property, Anita sees a light in Tio Tony's casita, so we know that somebody is still hiding out in there. And speaking of the plot, it's sounding more and more like Anita's father is working against the dictator, too. At first, I thought maybe it was just Tio Tony. But then there was that weird phone call Poppy received, and now the mysterious conversation with Wimpy in the parking lot of the grocery store. Let's go on to chapter 4 on page 42.